soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm on May 7, 2023. This is Those Perishing Should Have Known Better. Millions have died victims of the worldwide raging war over the last 3 years since 2020. The operation of death orchestrated and engaged upon the world and its people has had many names, from Operation Warp Speed to what I've termed the COVID operation. Through the use of coercion, manipulation, lawless mandates, fear tactics, and ridiculous memes of words totally foolish, nonsensical, and surely not scientific. Yet many died, many more have been wounded, and yet more and more shall die an early death due to the weapon of technical and chemical warfare that has been underway. When this war upon the populations of the earth started, I knew by the Lord the serious, unprecedented events that were coming and how dire the repercussions were. My heart was heavy. People should have known better, I say. There were many non-Christians that could see elements of the lawless events that were damaging people. From educators, media personalities, scientists, some health and death industry practitioners, corporate leaders, financial experts, morticians, actors, generally people of every kind. But the religious church-going communities were largely blind and dumb. This they proved as they marched following their blind guides, pastors, taking tests, so-called, that were not authentic, and wearing coverings over their faces with stupid, contradictory statements such as, "We'll get through this together." Shame, shame, shame on all the foolish, unbelieving, professing Christians who could not see nor understand what was underway worldwide. They should have known better again, I say. The Lord says so. The prudent foresee the evil and hide themselves, but the fool goes on and is punished, twice in Proverbs. Anyone abiding in Jesus Christ with a daily self-denial by picking up their cross and following Jesus knew better than the lies spoken everywhere. The Holy Spirit reveals the mind of God to those who have received the Spirit of God. Those who guarded their heart from uncleanness, worldliness, and listened hearkening to the voice of the Lord knew what the truth was. They knew what was a lie and the total falsehood of Satan. But those who were shallow in their walk with God could not see clearly, but perhaps only saw some of the elements going on in the world. Many thought that the restrictions and mandates of the COVID operation were a mere inconvenience. No, this operation is not an inconvenience to people. It is the greatest deception in world history. The lies that people told and got paid for it too. When they told people to take a test that the inventor said was never intended for such a virus result. When they were told to stand 6 feet apart, something the White House of the USA now has admitted to be a fabrication. And even Deborah Birx's right-hand woman to Dr. Fauci, Trump appointee, admitted at the time, we were liberal with the numbers, remember? All the different illnesses attributed to COVID to ramp up the fear. Now she's written a book saying, oh, it was all overstated. She never thought. Vaccine would do any good anyway. She actually came out and has admitted that. What are you going to do about it? People stood in lines at grocery stores. Do you remember? Did you see the employees spraying down grocery carts with glass cleaner, supposedly to stymie the boogeyman virus? Or the arrows on the floor telling the customers what direction to walk? It was stunning to watch people under the spell of fear and believing lies. The fearful, gullible ones who drove alone in their cars with masks or walking down the street the same. How stupid. Those who actually worked in the American Medical Association industry, the white coats practicing, quote, medicine, sometimes would tell you wearing a mask in surgery was only to protect the one getting cut up, not the other way around. And I would think in my heart and my mind that those wearing masks, thinking it would protect them, had it backwards, like wearing their shirt inside out, totally unaware. This is true. What Jesus calls the shame of your nakedness appearing, an ugly sight indeed. Along this process of experiencing the endless displays of the psychological operation, a person could have sought the Lord for the truth. They could have made amends with him. In fact, when the churches were limited or even shut down for a period, that was God Almighty at work. You say, what? That's right. God was saying, seek me and live. Seek not Gilgal or Bethel. Stop your religiosity and meet with me, the Lord. Stop your music and religious deeds and get right with me. Did they? Mostly no. The churches just made adjustments and piped in their shtick into the homes via the internet, or they met in parking lots in cars. The religious junk food junkies just had to have their leavenous fix. They drank the Kool-Aid, grape, cherry, or strawberry by their Pfizer, J&J, and Moderna, and AstraZeneca. They made adamant choices for the words of men. Their teachers, like people, choose their restaurants. Chinese? Italian? Burgers and fries? Shall it be Easy Greasy Grace? Or heebie-jeebie Hebrew roots doctrine of Moses as master? How about the twisted truths of prosperity, gaining riches thinking that's godly? Oh, the false doctrines of men are manifold. They stink to high heaven to those that are taught by the Lord. They are packaged and sold in the cultic Christian bookstores, online, or the cult headquarters called church. All licensed and approved by the 501c3 IRX tax code here in the United States, set up by Lyndon B. Johnson, President of the United States, a long time ago. What a terrible thing, ladies and gentlemen. God has turned many over to believe these lies. They did not seek him. They did not love or obey the truth. They even approve things that are unrighteous. That is exactly why they got deceived. God chose their delusion for them, especially since they delight to do the things he tests. Read Jeremiah 23. These are the people that are cut off from God. They don't even know it, or mostly even care. They are withered branches with rotten fruit. And what does Jesus tell us about these non-abiding people that speak of him as Lord, Lord, but refuse to obey him? Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, God takes away. Those who do not abide in Jesus are thrown away and wither, and then shall be gathered together to be burned in fire. This is severe. Woe unto the hypocrites! It would have been better never to have known the truth than to turn from the holy commands of the voice of the Lord. It is like the dog that eats its own vomit and the pig that was washed wallowing in the poop pen. There is no excuse. The people should have known better what is underway. You can't stop it. God has allowed it. He's wrapping up this age. The time is short. No, they became blind by the lure of the world and the delusion of their own self-will. They are like Samson, who loved pleasure more than God and did not know his anointing gift was gone. People had better check in with the Lord. Humble yourself before the living God, who is a consuming fire. Examine yourself to see if you are a true follower of Jesus, as other godly men wrote previously. Lord, is there anything in my life that displeases you, you should ask? Please cleanse me of it and lead me the right way, your way. To put your trust in anyone or anything other than the Lord Himself will lead you to your early demise. And this is what this test is about. The Lord has commanded us to trust Him for everything, our all in all. And when you replace Him for something else, that is called Antichrist. Come to Him, follow Him, be taught by Him, and so on. Take His yoke of lordship upon you, obey His voice, separate from all the things that offend Him, hurl them from you, get a clean heart, a new spirit, and associate with others doing the same. Let your words be few. And if you speak, speak as the utterance of God. And if you serve, do so according to the enabling power of God, that God would be glorified through Jesus Christ. Lastly, we see people suffering for their choices of walking in ways that are not of God. God's ways and His thoughts are higher than the heaven is above the earth. When a person refuses the true knowledge of God, they will suffer for it. We are to love our Lord who loved us first and to the point of dying the death for our iniquities. So walk as pleasing to Him in everything and rejoice, for His coming is at hand. This is Trevor Davis, SoundingTheAlarm.com.